Hi, and welcome to the Tales from the Trail podcast by Match Play, Mindset Monday edition. In these less than 10-minute episodes, Eric Manuel of Expert Mindset Coaching and I will address a different facet of mindset which apply to sport and life. To learn more about Eric's practice, visit his website at expertmindsetcoaching.com. Please take an extra minute to rate and review the podcast where you listen. This is a huge help. Share the podcast with whomever you think would be interested and will help in their process. Check us out on social media as well. The links can be found at matchplayrecruit.com and in the notes of this podcast.
So just start off by defining kind of, you know, the definition of, give us a definition of gratitude, and we'll go from there.
Yeah, so gratitude refers to the emotion of feeling grateful. So it's important to understand that gratitude is an emotion, okay? And we hear it a lot, you know, be grateful, you know, feel grateful, express gratitude, whatever. But a lot of people don't really understand what it is, why it's important, or how to practice it. So those are kind of the three main things I want to go over today. So like I said, it refers to that emotion of feeling grateful, or this felt sense of wonder, appreciation, thankfulness for life. And it's something that we don't tend to do very often. You know, in general, we tend to take things for granted. I think most people listening to this podcast right now are either on a phone or on a computer. So they're using the internet, they're using electricity, they're using technology. These are all things that we use every single day, and we take them for granted. And then when it goes out a little bit, or it's a little slow or laggy, we get upset, but we don't really realize how amazing it is that we're able to do this in the first place. You know, we're probably 1500 miles away right now, and we're able to talk and see each other and talk in live, you know, in real time. That's incredible. You know, I'm sitting in a room right now with air conditioning, whereas I could be, you know, sitting in the 100-degree heat in Louisiana. There are so many things. I've got lights that make it to where I can see. There are all these things that we have in our life, very simple, basic things that we take for granted. But there are people in other places in the world that don't have these luxuries, you know. And for us, they seem like basic necessities and, you know, like things that we just should have. But other people don't have these things. So it's important to look at everything, the big things, the small things, and just try to appreciate these things, really focus on them and give them your energy and your mindfulness, and think about how much it means to you to have these things. You know, clean water, indoor plumbing, the ability to walk, the ability to talk, to see. Like, these are all things that we didn't necessarily choose to get in our lives. We just got them, you know? And there are some people who are born without these things. And we were, you know, and most people listening to this were born with these things. So I think it's important to take time to intentionally practice gratitude for the things in your life, for the experiences you've had in your life, the people in your life, for the things that you have. And, you know, most people, they practice gratitude maybe one day out of the year, on a holiday, Thanksgiving. You know, everybody goes around the table and they say, what are you thankful for? Right. And most people hate doing this exercise because it's corny and whatever. And that's the only time they think about gratitude or thankfulness or appreciation. And most of the time, people, when they do that exercise, they're not even really practicing gratitude. They're just saying something that they think they're supposed to say. You know, I'm thankful for my family, I'm thankful for my house, my car, and then that's it. So we've got to get past this point of, you know, only practicing this one time a year and not really doing it the right way, to where we can start to understand the importance of it and then how to practice it and build it into your daily routine, so that hopefully you can turn this gratefulness into a way of life. How you start to orient yourself in the world and how you start to see things and experiences. And if you can start to be more grateful in general, there are, It's a plethora of benefits that come along with that. And, you know, we'll talk more about that.
Yeah. Talk a little bit, like, I've heard of like a gratitude practice where actually writing down what you're grateful for each day. And so, like, that's kind of a challenge. Like, you're going to use up the things that you brought up pretty quickly, like running water and, you know, electricity, internet. You know, you have to really dig in and understand what you're truly grateful for. And not that you're not truly grateful for those things, but then you're going to have to explore other things that are in your life that you're grateful for. So, you know, talk about like that and why it's so important, you know, because your brain's wired to be negative, right?
Yeah.
So how do you overcome that negativity and, you know, use gratitude to have a positive outlook on life?
Yeah. So we'll talk about that exercise. That's one of the most common gratitude exercises that you'll find in research and, you know, online. Is just every day, write down three things that you're grateful for. And part of this challenge is coming up with new things every single day. You know, you could write down the same three things every day, but that might increase your depth of gratitude for those three things, but you won't have the breadth of gratitude for all of the things in your life. So it's helpful to practice coming up with new things that you're grateful for every single day. And it is challenging, but I think after you start doing it a little while, you start realizing you can be grateful for the smallest of things, you know, the smallest of things. I was cracking eggs this morning and I cracked one and it was just the most beautiful orange color, you know, that you get with the yolk. And it could be as simple as that, you know, like I cracked four eggs this morning and one of them was just the perfect color orange and it was so beautiful. Like, I'm grateful for that. I'm grateful that I get to eat fresh eggs, you know, that make me feel good and contribute to the health of my body. Like, it can be small things like that. It could be I was walking, you know, I was walking to the store and I passed by somebody's house and they had this jasmine plant and it smelled really good. You know, I'm grateful that I got to do that. You know, it can be really small things. And the more you practice, the more creative you start to get with your gratitude. And then, like I said, it eventually turns into this grateful disposition to where you're just grateful for every experience, every moment in your life. And that's when the real benefits start to sink in. The big thing, though, with this gratitude practice, with the journaling exercise that gets a lot of people in trouble, and it's a huge misconception with gratitude practice, is the exercise is not writing down three things, okay? And let me explain this, because that's part of the exercise. You know, you do have to write down three things. But the real exercise comes when you feel the gratitude for each one of those things. So I could right now in 4.5 seconds write down, I'm grateful for my house, my car, and, you know, my girlfriend. That's it. I'm done. I practiced gratitude. That's what most people think gratitude practice is. I didn't practice gratitude just then. All I did was write down three things that I'm grateful for. I was in my head when I did that exercise. That was a cognitive exercise, a thinking-based exercise. Gratitude, like I said before, is an emotion. So the exercise needs to be a feeling-based exercise. When you write down these things, you need to practice feeling gratitude in your heart. You need to bring up this emotion or embody this emotion of gratitude. That's what you're practicing. You're not trying to practice thinking about gratitude. You're trying to practice feeling grateful. So when you do this exercise, you should be feeling grateful. The more you feel grateful, the more easily you will feel grateful again in the future. So you're creating these pathways, feeling-based pathways, not thinking pathways, but feeling emotional pathways to gratitude. So it's so important when you do this exercise that you take a minute with each one of the things that you write down and you let it sink in. I'm grateful for my car, right? It's something that people take for granted all the time. They want a new car. You know, that's why we always flip it and get a new one. And they're always complaining about their car. Oh, it always breaks down, or it doesn't get good gas mileage, or whatever. It doesn't look good. Well, you have a car though, you know, if you are listening and have a car, you know. So what are you grateful about with that car? Why are you grateful for that car? What value does it add to your life? How might your life be affected if that were to just poof and disappear today? You know, so really take time with that thing that you're practicing gratitude for and try to feel that sense of gratitude or appreciation for that thing or person or event or experience, and feel that. Once you can feel it in your body, the research says hang on to that feeling for 15 to 30 seconds. And there's neuroscience that backs this up, but if you can hang on to that feeling, now you're letting it sink in at a deeper level, and you've really done that rep of gratitude.